Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Oh, yeah, we come to praise the good Lord this morning. We come to praise the King of Kings, our Lord, our Father, our Savior. Holy is our God. Righteous is our God. He is omnipotent, most powerful God. He's omnipresent. He's at your house, my house, and all over the world. No place that he's not. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are awesome and you are mighty. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you provide life and godliness for us, oh, God, in the mighty holy name of Jesus. What a great Father you are. Oh, God, you are friend, hallelujah, that sticketh closer than a brother. What a great Father you are. You are mighty. You are holy. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be. Holy, holy is your name. Oh, God, we come to praise you this morning. We come to give you glory and thanksgiving, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you know our names. You even know, hallelujah, where we live, our fingerprints, hallelujah. You know everything concerning us, oh, God. You know situations that we face. There's nothing hidden from you, nothing that you don't know, hallelujah. Oh, God, you are the almighty God, the one true and living God. You said we're to teach the children that you are the only true and living God. From the time they get up in the morning, from the time they go to bed, oh, God, that we're to teach them about you, oh, God. All throughout the day, oh, God, we're to write the words on the doorpost, oh, God, in the tables of their hearts. Oh, my God, shere yo lalalalabaka. I think that the children will be saturated with the word daily. I bind up distractions from our children, those things that take them away from you, take them away from thinking about you. I think that our children will keep their minds stayed on you. Hallelujah. What a great Father you are. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in our children all over the world. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome King you are. What a mighty Father you are. You are a great friend to our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every scanner spirit, every tracking spirit that's trying to track our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, everyone who's trying to do evil to our children, we cut it off at the root. We bind up every second heaven activity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cover our children with the blood. We thank you, Lord God, for the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our children are loins are girded about with truth. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that their feet and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, we all have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that you created the high places for your glory, O God. Let not the enemy control the high places, O God. We bind the prince, hallelujah, of the power of the air. We bind the powers of darkness that will control the airways and release filth, violence, and witchcraft through the media. In the name of Jesus, we cut that off at the root. In Jesus' name, we take authority over the prince of the media. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of the spiritual wickedness in the high places. Lord, destroy the idols of the high places in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Remove, oh, God, every ungodly thing, every ungodly tie, oh, God, that's connected to us or our children. We remove religious spirits from the high places. Let the high places, oh, God, be removed in the name of Jesus. Let your holy fire burn up the high places in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we tread upon the high places of the wicked. We break the power of any sacrifice done in high places. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are with us. You will never leave us. Oh, neither will you leave our children. Neither will you forsake us. Oh, God, you are a great Father, a mighty God. Holy and righteous are you. You are a King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are God. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving this morning. You are King. You are Lord. Oh, God, none can compare to your greatness. You are holy. You are righteous. No God like you, Jehovah. No God like you. No God great like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for your holy presence. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. Moko shabadi didi eke sheke ore didi diaka shere didi dioko. Oh, we give you all the glory, all the praise this morning. We honor your presence this morning. And we are so glad, hallelujah, we are so glad for your mighty presence. We can't move without you. We can't think without you. We can't breathe without you. We need you more than our very breath. We need you more, hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you more than the skin on our bones. We need you daily, daily walking close with you, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a holy God, a righteous and a faithful Father. We thank you this morning. Well, good morning again to Bible Storyland. We are grateful you joined us on Children's Day. Oh, yeah, we love the children. They are very dear to us and even more dear to the Father. Father God loves the children. I thank God for the families the children were birthed into, the fathers, the mothers. Hallelujah. Their relatives, their sisters, their brothers, their extended families. Oh, yeah, we thank you. We all play a part in the lives of the children. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every parent, oh God, that they are training the children up in the way that they should go. They don't just take them and leave them, oh God. They train them and teach them, hallelujah, your ways. Well, we have Karen Itell with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning on Children's Day. Good morning, Karen. How you doing? Karen, are you on mute? All right. She may be on mute this morning. Can't hear you, Karen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for Karen this morning. She'll come back a little later. All right. Well, I'm going to ask Minister Stacy this morning. I know you may be a little busy this morning, but if you could say a prayer of protection for our children, Minister Stacy, I appreciate it. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I appreciate it. You're a prayer warrior, and I appreciate you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Most holy, everlasting God, we come before your throne of grace on this morning, oh God. Heavenly Father, asking that you cover the children, oh God. Oh God, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that you have stretched forth your mighty hand, oh God, that you have kept them in the ark of your protection, oh God, that you have kept them in the ark of your safety, oh God. Oh God, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Bless the parents, oh God. Continue to bless the parents. Give them wisdom, oh God, knowledge and understanding, oh God, how to govern, oh God, as they train up their children in the way that they should go. Your word declares, oh God, that we ought to train up our children in the way that they should go, so when they get older, they won't depart from your word. They won't depart from your statutes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we're in an hour, oh God. Oh God, that these children need to know you. Our children need to know you like never before, oh God. They need to know you as the great I am, oh God. They need to know you as Elohim, oh God. They need to know you as El Shaddai, die, oh God. They need to know you, oh God, as the God, oh God, of all, oh God, that you are the Lord God of all flesh, oh God, and besides you, oh God, there is no other God. My God, I thank you today, oh God, for what you're doing in this hour, in this season, oh God, and I thank you, oh God, that you are preparing the way for our children, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you are raising up the standard in them, oh God. God, I thank you right now, and I speak it, oh God, that compromise will not be their portion, oh God, but they will stand for holiness, oh God, and they will stand for righteousness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They will speak your word in season and out of season, oh God, my God, that they will be the ones called out, oh God, that they will be the ones that will cry loud and fear not, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the mighty warriors that they are, oh God, and give us the understanding, oh God, to speak life into them, oh God. May not speak to their present, oh God. God, they're still kids, oh God, and they may be devious at times, but speak to the future, oh God. Their future, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak, oh God, to the assignment that you have placed on their lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak, oh God, to that thing, oh God, that you have already commanded their hands to, oh God. And God, I thank you, oh God. I bless your name, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, that you have sealed it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give your name honor, I give your name praise, and I give your name glory. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Minister Stacy, for that powerful prayer on behalf of our children. Oh, thank you so much. Amen, amen. We give you all the glory, she said, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, we are a family on Bible Storyland, and one of our family members, Pastor Donna Hawkins, lost her sister, Corrine Harbor. So I'm going to say a special prayer for her this morning as they were having a celebration of life for Corrine Harbor in Paducah, Kentucky. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins in the loss of her sister, Corrine Harbor. You know, oh God, you knew about it. You know the end of a thing from the beginning. You know the beginning and the end of our lives, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, that a soldier has gone on, Corrine Harbor, who served you diligently, Lord God, who praised you daily, Lord. We thank you for her family, consolation for the family, strength for the family, peace for the family, oh God. And we honor your presence in their lives, Lord God, as they are gathering together, oh God, to celebrate her life. I thank you, oh God, for all that you're going to do for the family, oh God. I bind up any kind of strife, oh God, or any kind of confusion, oh God. I speak peace in the name of Jesus and love to every family member, that the love would come forth in the name of Jesus, great love in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for this family. And, Lord, other families that have bereaved are going through bereavement, we lift them up as well. And we thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Comfort and strength is their portion. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, we have Karen back with us this morning. Let's see, she's going to play a song of praise for Children's Day. All right, good morning, Karen. All right, she's having some technical difficulties this morning. Can't really hear her this morning.
Okay, I'm here. Is this better?
Yes, it's much better. Thank you so much. I couldn't hear you at first. All right, Karen, what are you going to play this morning?
What a mighty God we serve.
Can you play Father Abraham instead? I'm sorry. Father Abraham.
I will do that.
Thank you. Characters, and Abraham is one of those. Yep, Abraham had a mighty mission, and our children have a mighty mission from God as well. So we thank God this morning for the songs of praise unto our Father. Well, you know what? It is coming up, a season where it's a wicked holiday coming up. And we're going to pray a prayer to protect our children this morning from all the demonic things that go on during this time. Because, you know, many people ignorantly celebrate this demonic holiday, but we do not celebrate this holiday, and we want our children to be covered. So we are praying this morning for our children to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy presence this morning, oh God, to cover our children during this season, in the name of Jesus, this holiday season where many things go on. Oh God, I thank you that our children will not be kidnapped. They will not be snatched off the street from on their way to school. They will not, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name, come up missing. We bind up blood sacrifices in the name of Jesus that go on during this season. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up that Moloch spirit in the name of Jesus that try, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just use our children for sacrifices. In the name of Jesus, we cover our children with the blood. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We decree and declare, Lord God, oh God, that this holiday will soon be banned. In the name of Jesus, our children will not trick or treat. Oh God, they will not put on those costumes that carry wicked, evil spirits. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare our children are set free. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they will not follow after the world's ways, but they will follow your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a holy God, and you're requiring holiness of our children and us. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Lord God, that our children are in a safe place in you. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every scanner spirit, every watcher spirit that's watching, trying to locate our children, we cover our children with the blood, and we cut that off right now at the root. We thank you, Lord God, that our children, when they go to school, they will not participate in any wickedness or any wicked things that's going on. They won't be bobbing for apples. They won't be wearing costumes. They won't be participating in the evilness that go on around them, oh God. But instead, they will pray, oh God, against every wicked thing that they see that's going on. Cover our children's eye gates, ear gates, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that our children will learn to pray at an early age. They will learn about you at an early age, and they shall have peace everywhere they go. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they are under the shadow of your almighty wings. Nothing by any means will harm them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that they won't find on the computers, on the iPads, on the cell phones, any wicked things to watch. Oh, God, we cover their eye gates in the name of their ears, in the name of Jesus. They will not listen to the wicked music. They will. I bind up fear from our children, Lord God. Many of them are in fear, oh, God, of the spooky things, the things that come up during this season, oh, God. I decree and declare they will not, even the children, Lord God, who go trick-or-treating, they will not get any candy that's laced with poison in the name of Jesus. They will not have any apples laced with razor blades or no weapon formed against our children will prosper. I cover those children that do go out in the name of Jesus, trick-or-treating, oh God, where many parents buy, even for the little ones, oh God, they buy them these costumes, oh God, not realizing, oh God, the demonic things that go on during this holiday season. So we thank you that no child will be missing, no child, Lord God, will be harmed. In the name of Jesus, they'll all be in a safe place in you. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for the intercessors that are praying for our children on a daily basis, that they will continually intercede for the protection of our children. And we bless and honor you right now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I thank God this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning. We had just prayed for her and her family concerning her sister, Corrine Harbor. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. God is so good. We have to give him the praise. We have to. We have to. May I tell you this? Two weeks ago, we had our senior luncheon. It was wonderful. And then on Saturday, we had our health fair. We had 109 people to come through our health fair. And then
wow.
on Sunday, we had our 145th church anniversary, and it was wonderful. Now, last night, we had Friends and Family Day at church. We have a regular service. We said it's a Sunday school lesson at 4:30. My husband taught that lesson. I tell you, the title was Extravagant Love, talking about the love that the lady poured on Jesus when she washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. We had a wonderful service. Even had a friend who drove from Nashville, she and her cousin, to be in our service. She drove 150 miles to be with us in our service last night. We had our family hour with my sister on last night, and it was wonderful. She looks so pretty. She has on a teal blue suit, and she looks so peaceful, and we're just thanking God for that. So the service is going to be this morning. We have visitation at 10, and the service is at 12, and I'm going to preside today, so I do need some extra prayers. And then in the morning at 6 o'clock, Macedonia is going to Jackson, Tennessee. I've been preaching in Jackson, Tennessee now for the past 9 or 10 years, and since I started pastoring, then the church goes with me to Jackson. So we'll be traveling at 6 a.m. in the morning, going to Jackson, Tennessee for service. So God is still good. He's still
good. Amen,
still
amen. Well, we thank God for you, woman of God, coming on. We know you have to preside over your sister's celebration homegoing this morning. So, Father, strengthen Pastor Donna, oh, God. Strengthen the whole family. We thank you for what you're doing for her, for the family. We thank you, oh, God, for the love flowing from one family member to the other. Oh, God, we thank you for this great homegoing celebration of our precious sister, Corrine Harbor, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. Have your way through this service in Jesus' name. All right, we love you, Pastor Donna.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you.
Love you, too. We love you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Would you like for me to sing today?
All right, go right ahead.
All right. Okay. We can't stop. We can't stop.
Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. I thank God for the strength that he's given you, because you have a long day ahead of you, but God is able. Hallelujah. Bless you so much. Love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Amen, amen. All right, well, we have one Lord on with us this morning, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We thank God for our pastor and for the family of God at One Lord. Well, we have Zacchaeus Baker on with us this morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jonathan and Tabitha.
Oh, I didn't get you. I did not forget you. Just hold on, okay?
You gotta wait.
I love y'all. Just hold on.
We will.
All right.
Too.
So Where's your mama? Jonathan?
Mommy away.
I'm sorry, Sister G. I had to mute it, but I need to mute them back.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on. We're coming. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for Children's Day today. You know, they get excited. Jonathan is 4 years old right now, and Tabitha, I believe, is 8 or 9. So, you know, they're waiting for their turn, but I thank God. It's coming. It's coming. We have Zacchaeus Baker on with us from One Lord. He's going to be singing a song this morning. So I thank God for Zacchaeus. He's a mighty, mighty young man of God. He's with that Joshua generation. You know, he's that bold soldier. He's courageous, and he's, full of the Word of God. I thank God for his parents, grandparents, training him up in the way that he should go. Hallelujah. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing for us?
Blessings and glory.
Amen. Go right ahead. Blessings and glory.
Blessings and glory and honor, they all belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Just wanna thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Just wanna praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Just wanna thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he has some backup with him. He calls a Grammy. He's our pastor, Pastor Jewel. That was a beautiful song. Thank God. Oh, yeah, blessings and honor and glory. Thanking him for all he's done for us. Because God has done great things in our lives. Beautiful. Thank you, Zach. Zach, we listen to hear. One day you're going to be, oh, my God, you're already a mighty man of God. So we're looking forward to those songs of praise that you're going to produce, put out. Hallelujah, to give God glory. Thank God for you. Well, we have Jordan Hogan on with us this morning. She's going to be reading a scripture. She's a mighty young woman of God. She's about 8 or 9 years old. But I tell you, she's full of the Word, too. Powerful young woman of God, parents training them up in the way they should go at One Lord. So we are grateful, grateful, grateful. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How
old are you?
Doing?
I'm doing great, sweetie. Thank you so much. She's one of my big helpers every day. Every Wednesday she helps me set up the room, put the Bibles on the table. Oh, my God, she's a mighty young warrior. You're 10 years old, Jordan?
8 years old.
8? Oh, my God, she's very mature. All right, what scripture are you going to read today?
John chapter 3, verse 16.
Amen.
Verse 16. For God
Go ahead,
so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. 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 That's one of my favorite scriptures. John 3:16. Thank you so much, Jordan. You are an excellent reader. I thank God for you. All right. God bless you. Well, it's time for the word this morning. But right before the word, we're going to call on Tabitha and Jonathan to sing a song. Then we're going to have the word of God this morning. Jonathan, you and Tabitha there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What are y'all going to sing? Say it again.
Jesus loves me, dear. I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones will him be more. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, too.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, he
does. For the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Their mom is a praise and worshiper. She leads and worship at the church where they go, and I thank God. He trained them up. Her mom and dad trained them up in the way they should go. Their dad teaches Sunday school, so they're in his class, and they're truly getting trained. Thank you, Tabitha. Thank you, Jonathan. I love y'all.
Sister G, can I read a scripture?
Can you come back in a few minutes and read it? We got to move on right now, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We're going to let you read that in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient. Yes, indeed. I tell you, I'm so excited when I hear children excited about the word. And she's going to be reading that scripture in a few minutes. But right now, our speaker today is a young man who loves God. He is full of the word of God. His parents are training him God's way. He is very brilliant and excellent reader. His name is Joshua Hogan. Good morning, Joshua. How are you? Hello? Joshua, are you there? Hold on.
Okay. Hold on, Sister G.
Okay. He's coming. Hallelujah. Tabitha?
She's here. He's here.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. How old are you, mighty man of God?
10, going on 11 soon.
Oh, my goodness. You catching up with me? Hallelujah. Well, what are you going to speak about this morning? I've heard him speak the word of God, and I tell you what, he's full of the word, mighty man of God. Words are written on the tables of his heart. What are you going to preach about this morning?
True love.
True love. Hallelujah. Amen. We're ready. Go ahead.
So, today's message is about true love. Now, the worldly definition of love is a feeling of personal attachment, of deep affection, as for a parent, child, or friend. But the Christian view of love is not a feeling, it's a lifestyle. It is selfless and giving. It shows mercy. There is no fear in love. Love is sacrificial, which means it gives first and expects nothing in return. Love is obedient. Love gives believers a peace that surpasses all understanding, which comes from God. Love is more than being a good person. It's loving and doing for others even when we don't feel like it. God is love, which is agape love. Agape love is selfless and unconditional. My first scripture for the day is Matthew 7:12. And it reads, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." What this means to me is do to others as you want to do to them, as you want them to do to you. Next scripture will be 1 John 4:18. And it reads, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." What this means to me is that if you have fear in you, you do not have the love of God, love that comes from God. Next scripture will be John 13:35. And it reads, 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." What this means to me is God allowed his only Son to die for all of us, for our sins, because he loves us. And my final scripture will be Romans 5:5, which reads, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given it to us." What this means to me is the Holy Spirit gives us God's true love. That is it, Sister G.
Amen. Thank you so much, Joshua. I tell you, he's full of the word. Oh, my God, I love it, because he gave the world's definition of love, and then he gave the Christian view of love. And he talks about obedience, doing what God says, and agape love. Oh, my God. Amen. Joshua, I'm so proud of you. You are growing in wisdom and knowledge of the word. I thank God. He read the scripture, Matthew 7:12. Do unto others. 1 John 4:8, no fear in love. John 3:16, which his sister also read. For God so loved the world. Romans 5:5 is what he finished up with. Now hope. In love, the love of God has been poured into our lives. So I thank God for the way his parents are training him up, teaching him the word of God, the way One Lord Family, our pastor, has been training the children. She allows them to bring forth the word. I mean little children, too. They are all assigned a Bible character, and they were bringing forth the word. I tell you, they are brilliant. I thank God for a pastor who has vision. So we thank God for the word this morning. Joshua, we are so proud of you. I'm thankful for you, thankful for all the children that came on this morning. So I thank God. We got Tabitha on, who's going to read a scripture next. Tabitha, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what are you going to read?
Matthew 8. We're going to read verse 1 through 5.
Okay.
When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst me make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way. Slew thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And Jesus went, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion blessing him.
Hey, man, you're a great reader, girl. Thank you so much for reading the Word of God from Matthew 8, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Yeah, about how Christ cleansed the leper and how he heals people, and he still does it today. So I thank God. Thank you, Tabitha. Love you so much.
You're welcome.
We thank God for the children that came on this morning. I was looking for some more children, but I don't see them right now. Some twins from New Orleans, if you're on, press 1. Don't see them on yet. But anyway, I thank God for all that he's doing. He's using the children mightily, you know, out of the mouth of babes. You know, sometimes our children speak to us and we go like, what? Where did they get that from? Hallelujah. They are very close to the Father. So I thank God for using the children. He said, don't stop them. Let them come. So I thank God for every child that was on this morning. We have my son on this morning from Atlanta. Hold on, let me find him right here. I'm going to ask him to pray a prayer this morning and cover the children. Good morning, Prophet Dalton. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. Blessed to hear all these wonderful children. You know, praying, speaking a word, and it's encouraging and exhorting. It's fantastic.
Amen, amen. So we're going to ask you if you would say a prayer for the children. I did say one earlier. Okay, hold on 1 second, please. Hold on. All right, you want to go ahead and say a prayer, Prophet Dalton, for the children and their families, and please cover them during this demonic holiday season.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we first of all thank you for the wonderful, brave, brilliant gift to children that spoke this morning. We thank you for the words that you've given them. We thank you for what you're birthing in their lives. Thank you as they're being trained up in the way to go. They will not depart from the path that you have laid out for them. We thank you for their parents for putting forth the time and the effort and the energy and resources to train them up. This is a great reflection of you, of who you are. So I congratulate you. Father God, increase them, Father God. Bless these children, Lord. Cover them with your precious blood. In this season of Halloween, Father, in the name of Jesus, protect them, Father God. Let them not eat or consume anything poisonous in the name of Jesus. Let them not be lured into anything ungodly. Let them not be tricked into anything ungodly, Father God. All the witches and wizards are active out there right now. This is their Christmas. Father, in Jesus' name, let not our children fall into that deception, Father God. Cover them with your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and protect them, Father God. This is the time that a lot of kids are kidnapped. Protect our children from traffickers, from kidnappers, Lord. Protect our children from the Molech spirit, Lord. that require sacrifices of children and babies. I speak life onto my children. I speak abundant life. I speak peace, love, joy, protection over them. Manifest your power and your glory in their lives, Lord, and continue to use them for your glory, Father God. The children that are lost, that are abandoned right now, let them be found, Father God. Let them find a stable home. The ones looking for adoption, Father God, give them godly parents, Lord. Bless this radio show. Bless all that's connected to it, Lord, all the children represented here and their family. Let your name be glorified through them. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be successful in school, in life, and in ministry in the future. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, man of God, for that powerful, awesome prayer. We thank God for the men and women of God, for the boys and girls, the children. This is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, so we thank God. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on with us. What are you going to sing this morning?
Walk with me, Lord.
Amen, amen. Go ahead.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While the moon is clear, my journey, I will walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While the moon does tear the journey alone, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. While the moon just tears the journey, I will dream of, I will dream of. So walk with me. You hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. While the wonders pleasure journey alone, I will Jesus. So walk with me, guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet, guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. While the moon does tear the journey, I love Jesus. I want Jesus. Jesus, come on, walk me.
Amen, amen. That's what we want, Jesus to walk with us, talk with us. Help us on the journey that we're on, because we're on a journey, and we don't know the way. We have to focus on Jesus, on the Holy Spirit, so he can walk with us and talk with us and teach us the way. And we got to teach our children to hear the voice of God as well, so they can say, oh, my God, God said to me. You know, there was a little boy named Samuel, and he heard the word of God at a very early age. He didn't know who it was at first, but priest Eli taught him. We got to teach our children to hear the word of God and to listen and be obedient first. When they obey us, they obey God. We got to train them. I thank God for you parents training your children the way that they should go. And it's not easy being a parent. We have Prophetess Lawson on this morning, Ernest Lawson this morning. We're going to ask her to pray for families this morning, parents and children. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I thank
Good
God
morning.
For being on today. I thank you for the note of reminder with me not no longer having children in the home, and I do not participate in Halloween, and that I would love to pray for families and the covering of children for the week ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank and we praise you for this day. We thank and praise you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that you have told us, Lord God, not to bow down to idols and not to worship other gods. And Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that all in America, Lord God, that out of acknowledgement that there's a holy day that we reverence you, O God, those that are the antichrist or the anti-spirit, Lord God, has risen up a day, Lord God. And Lord God, and I lift up those, Lord God, that don't participate in the holiday. And I pray, Lord God, for not just a special covering for them, but Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for the education of those that do participate, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for pouring upon those the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Lord God. Open up their eyes, oh God, that they may understand, Lord God, that there's a nation of people, oh God, who practice witchcraft and sorcery, oh God, and divination, oh God. And that, Lord God, that their attack is on what you anointed in the book of Genesis. You call a man and a woman to marry. And you created the first family, which was Adam and Eve, oh God. And when they brought forth children, oh God, Father, the enemy was after the family from the beginning, and it has not stopped today. So, Father, I pray, Lord God, for wisdom and knowledge, oh God, the flow, Lord God, that we become wise of the enemy's strategy, Lord God, that will cause us, Lord God, our eyes to be open, Lord God, to know, Lord God, that our children are in danger. Father, I pray, Lord God, for the parents, the mothers, the fathers, oh God, Lord God, that they will not dress their children up in evil costumes or in costumes, oh God. Father, hallelujah, God, that, Lord God, that they will not allow their children to bow down to the demonic force. But, Father, I lift up families, oh God, that will serve you, Lord God. As Sister G said, Lord God, as the children of in the Old Testament, oh God, that they said, Lord, we will not bow down, and that they will trust and rely on you. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the education of our children, Lord God, that they'll be educated, Lord God, on the glorious wonders of you, oh God. I lift up parents, I lift up families, I lift up senior citizens, oh God, the whole unit, oh God, because the grandparents, the parents, oh God, they're all the working unit. That, Lord God, that they will cover the children, that they'll plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the children. Lord God, that they'll, labor, oh God, in prayer, in intercessory prayer, Lord God, for the children, oh God. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for Sister G in this telecast, Lord God, that those that are on are come in agreement with them and their families, that every need will be met, and your blessing will continue to cover, and outstretched arms of love will abound. And, Lord, we thank you for all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all this morning. I thank God. Is there anyone on who is not saved? Press 1 and we have ministers on here who will walk you through the plan of salvation. You know, for God so loved the world that he wanted everyone to be saved. He sent Jesus with the message saying, you know, salvation to your household. So anyone not saved, want to be saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation this morning. All right. Looks like everybody's saved on here. Anybody backslidden? You know, many times we get saved and then we run hard for the Lord. We just run after him, run after him, run after him. And then, you know, the devil comes in and he say, oh, you don't have to do all of that for God. You can have a little fun in the world, you know. And then we backslide. But God is waiting. He don't want us to be backslidden. He want us to run into his presence, stay into his presence all the days of our lives. Anybody backslidden, press 1. We'll pray for you that you come back to the Lord. You know, we all sin and fall short of his glory. No good thing can come from our flesh. And sometimes we don't even know when we're backslidden. And, you know, daily I say, Lord, forgive me. Anything I did today that's against your will, I don't know all your laws. I don't know all your statutes, but forgive me, Lord. So daily, you know, I mean, sometimes we offend one another. We got to say, Lord, forgive us. Go to the person and say, Lord, ask him forgiveness. You know, the Bible says offense is going to come, but we can't take offense. So I thank God for strengthening us and helping us. And it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. The Word of God in James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another. And we all have faults. We're not perfect. Only perfect one is the Father. We got to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. You know, I pray people that pray for me. I'm saying, oh, you know what? I did this today and I just feel so bad about it. Please pray for me. I need strength. I need strength. I pray for a lot of people and I need strength. I need refreshing. So, you know, I mean, we all need prayer. So the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're going to ask anyone who needs prayer that you, press 1. I'm going to start unmuting lines right now. So if you need prayer, you can state your prayer request, and we'll be praying for you, whatever your request is. You know, because Father, Father God hears the prayers of the righteous. He hears the children's prayers. You know, even sometimes you have stuff going on inside of you, you can't even utter a word. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Anyone need prayer this morning? We're going to be praying for people this morning.
Sister Jesus Ernestine, I guess whether it's me or whatever, but recently I know of 2 21-year-old boys that were in the church that died. One of them was hit by a car, and I don't know what this other young man has died from. But it's just that, this young and serving God.
Yeah.
And so I guess that was in my heart, which I've been praying on, is the covering of our children, you know, all around this nation that are serving God. And they don't have the wisdom and the knowledge, or they only really have that prayer set of people that's covering them as they're starting to minister the gospel. So I just want to lift up young people today that are, you know, young in the Lord and serving God.
Okay. All right. Well, would you start with that prayer and cover the children as well? Because, you know, can you also include in your prayer, you know, many of our children, when I'm walking, I walked, you know, the other day at the park and walked in the neighborhood and prayed, and I see many children, their cell phones is in their face. They don't know anything about their surroundings, what's going on around them. They're just,
amen. Yes.
They're just caught up, you know, on the cell phone. So pray that they would not be distracted, but they would pay attention to their environment. All right, Minister Ernestine, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hold on, baby. I'm gonna come back to you. I didn't forget you, Karen. Karen, you wanted to add something to that, Karen?
Yes, my martial arts teacher is
making us very aware that everybody should be around us, aware of their surroundings, because that will prevent some of these bad things from happening if we are aware of what's going on around us.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Karen. All right, Prophetess Ernestine. Thank you so much, Karen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift you up, God, and I magnify you, Lord God, because you say if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Lord God. So therefore, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for we acknowledge you and we call you our Father. So our Father, Lord God, I lift up the pastors, preachers, evangelists, teachers, the deacons, those that are serving in church, Lord, even the lost kids whose parents, Lord God, are strung out on drugs, but they found the church to be their rescue, Lord God. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't mean to cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. I lift up the children, God. My heart is so. Oh, God. I lift up the children, Lord God, that don't have the right covering, Lord God. Oh, but they love you, Lord God. They have a heart for you, oh God, because, Lord God, from their mother's womb, oh God, you called them and you birthed them out, Lord God. And, Lord God, in spite of their circumstances and situation, God, you have placed your hand on their lives. And, Lord God, now the light of God is shining. And, Lord God, and the spirit realm, oh God, can see, Lord God, as Eli saw on Samuel and as Saul saw on David. Hallelujah. That, Lord God, that you have anointed and appointed these children. So, Father, Lord God, I lift up your vessels, Lord God. Lord God, and I plead the blood over their life, oh God. I come against every weapon that's being formed against them, even down to the cell phone. Oh God, the weapon of the cell phone. For my generation, it was the TV. But God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the spirit of wisdom, oh God. Open up their eyes of understanding, Lord God, that they'll understand, Lord God, by distraction, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that they can be easily led away, oh God. Father, I lift up the little baby, the three-year-old girl who died underneath asphyxiation because her parents was distracted at a party, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, I pray that their eyes be open, Lord God, that America's eyes be open, oh God, that as our children, Lord God, are being led away, oh God, by men and women, Lord God, who have ulterior motives, oh God. Father, I lift up the children, Lord God, who have incompetent parents, Lord God, that they don't know how to parent, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, I pray for covering, oh God. And as our children, hallelujah, glory to God, walk to and fro to school. Lord God, even, Lord God, the woman, Lord God, that just went to jail for life for hitting a teenager, Lord God, on his way to school, Father. Oh God, give our kids eyes to see, Lord God, that they'll have a sense, Lord God, of the presence around them, Lord God. Lord, you said wherever grace abound or wherever good abound, evil is always present, oh God. So, Lord, give them an intuition, oh God, that they will be more sensitive in the spirit, more sensitive to the needs, more sensitive to what you're saying about their lives. And, Father, hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus. Sister G, I just hear God. So I pray, Lord God, for these children. I hear them say, pray and cover the children that go to school, Lord God, that are saved. On Thursday night, I pray for a young man who's saved. I can tell he wants to be a part of the world. But Lord has declared, oh God, that there are children, Lord God, that are being set aside and set apart for a particular work. So, Father, I pray for those children, hallelujah, that, Lord God, that although their natural proclivity is to be like the world, but, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for a firm foundation. Oh, God, I lift up pastors' children, Lord God, that know the way, that know the word. Oh, God, I come against that spirit that want to lead them into the world. Lord, let them stay, Lord God, in the holy place. Let them stay, Lord God, in your temple, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the psalmist these children, Lord God. They want to be rappers, but Lord, you have called them to speak the word, that you gave them the oratorial gift, Lord God, to write and to speak. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that it'll clear the works, your word in the land, whether in the school system, whether in the street corner, Lord God, that that unction, the function, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will have a desire to hear your word and preach your word, declare your word, sing your word, dance to your word, and give you the honor and glory. That hallelujah, in your son Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, glory to God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful prayer. We thank God for you covering the children and their families and praying according to God's spirit as he led you. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to ask, are there any more prayer requests? Any more prayer requests? I unmuted most of the lines this morning. So if you have a prayer request, you can state your prayer request.
All right. Just pray for me in general terms.
Okay, Karen. All right. Anyone else? Prayer request this morning. We're going to cover Pastor Hawkins, Donna Hawkins, and her family this morning. Anyone else? Prayer request. All right. Well, we're going to ask Prophet Dalton, can you pray for Pastor Donna and her family? She lost her sister. And they're having a celebration of life for her, Corrine Harbor, this morning. And pray for her church family and all the things that God has her to do. You there, Prophet Dalton? All right.
Sorry, I didn't know me. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this mighty woman of God and her family, Pastor Donna Hawkins. We thank you for your love and mercy for her and grace. We thank you for strength. Father, accept our thanks. We thank you that though we may not understand circumstances and situations and why things have to happen, only you know, Father. Though sorrow persists for the night, let her joy come in the morning. Let the joy for the family come. Let it come now, Lord. Strengthen my sister, Lord, as she mourns her sister. And then she's fighting a good fight of faith on behalf of her husband as well. Father God, give her victory, Lord. She will not grow weary. She will not be worn out in the name of Jesus. Renew her strength like that of an eagle. Completely heal her husband, Father God, and strengthen him as well. Their children and children's children, Father, bless them in the name of Jesus. Generational curses of sicknesses and illnesses in their families, I command it to break right now by the blood of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I lose the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into this family. Father God, in this season, fulfill your promises in the lives of each, every family members, Lord. The vision that you've given by Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband, Father God, bring it to fruition, Father God. Bless their church and the church members and their ministries in the name of Jesus. Enlarge their codes, Father God, in their area of influence, Father God. Open up new doors for them, Lord. New doors. And break off all hindrances and delay and distractions of all kinds, big or small, where attention is being diverted here and there. And Father God, open up the gate of heaven for the sister that passed on, Lord, and allow her entrance into your presence, Lord, for eternity, for eternity. And give the family peace as they mourn their loved one. Give them strength to carry on, Father God. Let this family continue to multiply and add. No subtraction, no division in the name of Jesus. Let your revival fire come into this family. Let it invade this family, Lord. Strengthen, 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 strengthen your daughter, Pastor Donna Hawkins, Lord. She has a beautiful heart. She's on fire for you. Anything, she's sold out for you. Anything that would destroy that, or that would derail her, Father, let it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Divine helpers, Father God, send her way, Lord. People that will support her ministry, that will encourage her, that will stand in the gap with her. Add more onto her, Father God. Let blessings flow into this family. I speak life, life more abundantly on each and every family member. Nobody's life will be prematurely cut short. Abundance of peace, let it be their portion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Thank you so much, man of God, for prayer. Appreciate it. All right, we'll continually pray. Mother Fanny, are you still there? Okay, she may have hung up. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, her grandbaby Ava, and her ministry with the senior citizens?
Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for Sister Jackie Travis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained her, Lord God, and gave her the heart, your heart for seniors, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that she keep, oh God. I want, Lord, I'm praying, Lord God, that you touch each one by one, oh God. Lord God, and Lord, I thank you for holding them each in your arms, oh God. And Lord God, and healing them every place that they're being oppressed of the devil. Lord, give them peace and comfort, oh God. Not just in their physical body, but also in their mind, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that joy will ring out in her daily care, Lord God. And as, Lord God, as she sings the songs of Zion, as she, Lord God, gives them various activities, that, Lord God, that you will be glorified through her life and her life living. Lord, we pray for her grandbaby, baby Ava, and all her children, her grandchildren, Lord God. Those that I know by name and those that I don't know, Lord God. Be a protective shield about them, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, Lord God. Protect them as they come back and forth of the highway, oh God, from Jacksonville to Kentucky and to however they travel, Lord God, from place to place. Lord God, let no weapon form against them prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her body, her husband's body. And, Lord God, this giving them the ability to do your ministry, Lord God, that they'll be able, Lord God, to care for those that are need their care. And Lord God, we just thank and we praise you in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Prophet Dalton, could you pray for Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell?
My favorite. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababa Sanda, Roboko Sanda, these two mighty women of God, Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell, the youngest members on this Bible radio show. Bless them, Father God. Continue to use them for your glory. Even at their golden years, Father. Renew their strength, Lord. Strengthen their bodies, Father God. Strengthen their mind. Their spirit man is strong. Let their legacy be established, Father God. Heal them, Father God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Let no weapons formed against them prosper. Bless their children and their children's children in the name of Jesus. Add more years onto their lives in the name of Jesus. In peace, joy. Let their latter days, be filled with love, 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 and favor. Favor from God, favor from man and woman in the name of Jesus. Young or old, everywhere that they go on all four corners of this earth, Father God, let them see your favor. Let your mercy, your light of mercy shine upon them, Lord. And let them be the light that will go out and illuminate darknesses in others' lives, Lord. Continue to use them for your glory, Father God. Any aches in their body, Father God, let it be healed, Lord. Anything that's not functioning sufficiently in their body, Father God, in any area, let it be healed. Renew and restore their strength, Father God. Take those aches out of their joints, Lord. Curb their eyesight in the name of Jesus. And both have suffered the loss of their sons. But it's a gain for your kingdom. Father, in Jesus' name, strengthen their heart. Heal them. Take sorrow out of their heart, Father God. And fill their hearts with joy, with peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it be their portion, Father. Pour out your latter rain upon them right now, that which is greater than the former rain. So they will see, dream new dreams, see new visions in the name of Jesus, and prophesy in Jesus' name. Use them for your glory, Father God, and the anointing that you have over their lives, Father, let it be passed on to their children and their children's children in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in their life. Give them new songs to sing, Father God. New songs of victory. New songs of praise. New songs of worship that will help usher others into your presence. And may your manifest presence never depart from their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, we've got one more prayer request. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Karen? She just asked for a general prayer. You may be on mute.
Amen, amen, amen. Father, Lord God, I lift up Karen to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for who you anoint her to be, not just a musician, but, Lord God, an intercessor. And, Father, we thank you and we cover her, Lord God. In her state, Lord God, as her state, Lord God, is going through serious tornadoes and all type of wind events, oh God. Father, we pray a protective covering, oh God, that you, Lord God, will shield her and protect her, Lord God, and her daughter. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you cover everyone that she's duty bound to pray for. We come in agreement, Lord God, with her prayers, that your will be done in their lives. That it will be done in her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up opportunities, Lord God. Oh God, for the times that she's been praying, Lord God, for opportunities for her daughter, Lord God, to be made available, oh God. So we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will just continue and make a way out of no way. That she will know, Lord God, it's been your hand that's been guiding her life. It's been your hand that's been opening up doors. It's been your hand, Lord God, that's been healing and protecting her, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that as she go forth, oh God, and she plays the song of Zion, oh God, as David played, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that as the string of the piano, Lord God, resonate, oh God, that the evil spirits, Lord God, that's around her principalities and powers, Lord God, will be irritated but not touch her. Let no harm come nigh her dwelling, Lord God. Continue to protect her, heal her, and deliver her, Lord God. And we'll give you all the honor and the glory for everything you do in her life. In your Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. We're going to be airing next Saturday. It will be the 2nd of November. We will have Senior Citizens Day. So call in with your prayer request. Call in, say a prayer. Call in with the word. I appreciate it. You know, God loves you so much. And he wants you to know that he loves you. You are his son. You are his daughter. And he has great love for you. So when you feel all alone, remember, he never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He's always present. And sometimes when you can't get a hold of a sister, brother, a friend, he shuts you down so he can, you know, be with you, so you can spend time alone with the Most High God. He's an awesome king, a mighty God. So I thank you, Father, for Bible Storyland. Everything that you've done on Bible Storyland today, I thank you for the children that came on, their families that came on. Bless them like never before. Protect them, oh God. Meet every need in their household. Keep them healthy. Keep them well, oh God. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep our children safe during this holiday season, oh God, this demonic season, oh God. I bind up demonic oppression from our children that they will not be depressed. Many of our children feel like they're not like other children. We rebuke that spirit because they were born peculiar. They are more like you, oh God. So, Father, I thank you. I bind up bullying during this season, oh God. None of our children will be bullied. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in all of our children all over the world. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. Oh, God, keep them alert and keep them focused on their surroundings, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you glory, praise, honor, and thanksgiving. We thank you for what you've done this morning for all of us on Bible Storyland. Continually walk with us, Lord God. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Oh, God, remove any demonic wax from our ears and help us to hear your voice clearly. Another voice we will not hear, but we'll praise and honor you, the Most High God. So I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. I love you all. Talk to you all next Saturday, Senior Citizens Day, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you all this morning. Thank God for you all who came on. Karen, are you there? She may have stepped away from the phone, but we thank God for Children's Day.
Okay, here I am.
All right. Thank God for her playing this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.